Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. What's the story that you have from the New York Times?
It wasn't really a story so much as it was
a Dear Abby,
a letter to the editor type thing. And what the letter said yesterday, and it was very well written, it was a woman who said, Thanksgiving is upon us, and I have a question. We want to keep things incredibly small this year, and by small we mean like five people. Am I obligated, or let me ask it a different way, should I feel the guilt I am feeling because I do not want to invite my sibling and my sibling's family? And they go on to say that the children are
hard to deal with.
Yeah, insufferable, I think was the word she used. Insufferable.
What a great thing to say about your children.
But if...
Well, their children, not
if
ours.
She said,
well, have you ever met a teenager?
If I invite one cousin and I don't invite the sibling, like, then there's an issue. She even wrote, this got so bad last year where I was so stressed out about it. We just went out to eat. I just said, you know what? I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to feel guilty about it. I don't want to think about it. We just aren't going to host. We're going to go out to dinner. And it got me thinking, like, we all, like, there has been a point for all of us with respect to holiday gatherings that it's like, you have to go, but you don't want to go. Like, is there like strife going on? We're just coming off this awful election, like all of those things. Have you been in a position where you disinvited or uninvited or reinvited someone because you don't want to deal with it?
So happy to welcome all of you to the pre-Thanksgiving adults table meeting. In this meeting, we're going to cover the things we will and will not do at the Thanksgiving, starting with the phrase, is that what you're wearing? We will not be using the phrase, is that what you're wearing? That is what they're wearing. They showed up in it. We will not be discussing any holes in any clothes. They've got holes in their jeans. They paid for those holes to be there. It's fashion. We will not be using any phrases that are taken from the younger generation's slang, such as skibbity, riz, sigma, Ohio. You may recognize some of those words, but you and I don't know what they mean in their context. They're off the table. Let's go ahead and practice not telling people they need a haircut. We're going to refrain from complimenting any dishes until we've all decided together if that dish is worthy of the compliment, because it will show up again next year. And then we are all going to go take a nap somewhere that is very inconvenient for the rest of the family. Make sure that your nap is somewhere that children usually run, and then that way you can be annoyed at them when they do, in fact, run. We're going to continue with the best practice of making the photo taking pretty inconvenient, either right before we're about to eat and we're hungry, or right after when we're all exhausted and ready to go for a cousin walk. Make sure the camera is pointed away from the sun so that the sun is directly in everyone's eyes. And then let's go ahead and practice restraint for anything that might surprise you, like a piercing or an unexpected color in the hair. We're just going to let those go, because what we're going to do here is just show love. We're going to show love, and we're going to show tradition, so that one day they might be at this very table. That's all for this meeting. We'll discuss more at the next.
Very good. Very good.
In time for the cousin walk.
Is that what you're wearing?
That is what they're wearing.
What I showed up in. That's exactly right. Do you have any rules?
No. We're going to a friend's house this year. Super, and I'm so excited to be doing that because I feel like I don't have to worry about any of that stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm crashing someone else's Thanksgiving, and I will be on my best behavior as I normally would be. And so I don't have to worry about any of that.
Our only rule is no football on while we're eating, which I hate that rule.
I was going to say.
And no politics.
Okay.
But no religion either. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
the politics, religion, abortion, guns, all that stuff.
You know, even though you say those rules or it's implied, but Scott, you verbalized those several years ago. Even though you say that, don't you feel like there's always one relative that's going to be like, I just want to say one thing?
Not even that. I mean, snide comments slip out all the time.
Well, I mean, we jab each other all the time. My brother's daughter, Lydia, has the quickest wit I've ever seen in my life. And you think that jab you dropped on me the other day was good? She does that for an hour at the dinner table.
Yeah.
How old is she? She's 22.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In fact, her birthday's coming up in a week.
I mean, if you can't make fun of your family, who else are you going to make fun of?
No, and we do that. I mean, we make fun of each other the entire time. And it's okay. We're cool with it. I mean, just like on this show, you know, we all goof on each other all the time. And it's okay because we all love each other. I mean, it's not done because we don't like each other. It's done because we love each other and it's funny.
Like, I can see your hair moving because Dana just blinked.
Wow. Why do my eyelashes bother you so much?
Because they're fake.
Well, she knows that.
You are carrying around a couple of billboards above your eyes right now.
You going to sell that space?
I'm wearing them because I had a television shoot. I don't want to take them off. Then I'll look naked before dinner.
You're going to dinner like that?
I was going to. Are they that bad?
They're very pronounced.
Well, it depends on where you're going to dinner. If you're going to Burger King, well...
Is it
going to
be dark?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
All right. I'll take them off. Are they that bad?
No.
They're caterpillary. I know. But like on camera, you won't be able to see them. You understand that.
Yes. Yes, but you're not on camera anymore.
Well, yeah, but.
Can we predict how much snow we're going to get this winter with your eyelashes? Oh my.
All right. I'll take them off.
Gosh. Do they hurt to take off? I've never seen a woman take off eyelashes.
Do you want me to take off one and then leave one on? Fine. Hang on.
Oh, there that looks painful.
All right. Now our boss is texting. I want to see a photo of those lashes. Fine. I'll send them to her. They do look like happy little dead caterpillars, but oh, they make your eyes look so much better.
Happy little dead caterpillars.
The right side of your face looks fantastic now. But you still have the one on your left eye, and it just looks...
Okay. I will tell you this. When you take one off and one on... Diddly diddly dumpling, my son John.
Looks like a rough night.
It does.
Nice. Excellent. Great dig, Dan. Really good. All right, back to the topic at hand. What are the do's and don'ts at your Thanksgiving table? This guy in the video, and it's very creative, says you can't come in, or if somebody comes into the home, you can't say, is that what you're wearing? Yes, it's what I'm wearing. It's what I showed up in.
I have shut down.
Oh, you look so much better.
Thank you. The last time, or maybe two times ago, my parents were in town. We were having a lovely luncheon. Everything was lovely. And then my mom, out of the blue, it was back when the Olympics were on, makes a political comment and then asks me my opinion, which she doesn't even need to do because she knows my opinion on these things.
Yeah. And both of your parents love to mention anything political.
Love it. But keep in mind, I hadn't seen them in like 9 months. I was super excited to talk to them about 96 billion other things except those things. And when she said that, I didn't snap at her. I would never do that. She's my mother. But I did say, I put down my napkin. I said, I'm going to stop you right there.
Good.
That always diffuses everything. I'm going to stop you right there. And I believe I said something to the effect of, we have to live in those headlines for work every single day. It's all we do, Scott, is read all of the crap. And I just said, you know what?
Not up in here.
Not on my private. I said, you know, no.
Yeah.
I've actually started to make a joke out of it. I said, you know what? We make a pretty decent amount of money to bathe in the swamp of those headlines during the week. If you would like to have that conversation with me right now, I'm going to charge you for it.
Good for you.
I do. I just shut it down now. I don't have any interest in hearing your political thought on anything for any reason, and I'm not sharing mine.
From the text line.
Yeah.
What not to say at Thanksgiving dinner. When do you do?
No, rephrase it, Sam. The emphasis needs to be on What do you do? That's even worse.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Festive is Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today. Q39KC.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.